with the big picture of what's going on in the congressional races around the country. Todd Zwillick joins us from Capital News Connection. He's on the line in our studio in Washington, D.C. Todd, what are the key races you're watching today?
Hey, John. Well, there are 435 of them, so let's talk about all of them. Just kidding.
I've
boiled it down to just a few that I think are interesting. Let's take it right to left real quick, East Coast to West Coast. Connecticut 4th District is Chris Shays, the Republican. He is in a dead heat with a guy named Jim Himes. If Shays loses, there are no Republican members of the House left in all of New England. He's the last one. Indiana 3rd District.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah.
Oh, that's definitely worth
it. If he loses.
Yep. Okay, keep going, buddy.
Indiana 3rd District is Mark Souder. He's a 7-term incumbent. He's in a tight race with a conservative Democrat, a guy named Michael Montagano. Then you got the Minnesota 6th District is Michelle Bachmann. She's a freshman, 1-term incumbent. She was way ahead until she made some comments on MSNBC suggesting that the media investigate members of Congress who have anti-American ideas. After she did that, money poured into her opponent, and now they're in a dead heat. We've talked before about Lee Terry in the 2nd District of Nebraska. He's
right.
A little bit ahead. But Obama's been pouring money into that district because he can take an electoral vote out of there. So Terry is fighting hard.
And that's the state where it's split. It's not winner take all in Nebraska.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Keep going.
Wyoming is a neck-and-neck race between Republican Cynthia Lummis and Gary Trauner, who's a Democrat. If that went Democratic, well, imagine an at-large seat in Wyoming going Democratic, Dick Cheney's
home
state.
That is amazing.
Yeah. And then one state in Washington, one race in Washington I think is interesting is the 8th District. Dave Reichert is a 4- or 5-term incumbent against a woman named Darcy Burner. He was way ahead, but she surged recently, and she now leads by 4 to 5 points. So he could lose that seat.
Is there a congressional race that is a bellwether for the national White House race?
For the national, you know, some
anything
people
like
say
that?
It's Souder in Indiana
Souder
because
in Indiana.
Obama. Yeah, because Obama's fighting so hard for Indiana.
And remind us again where that district
them.
Is in Indiana.
I beg your pardon?
Where's that district in Indiana?
That is the Souder. I have it. That's the 3rd district,
it's
Mark Souder.
Evansville, right?
Yeah.
It's Evansville. All right. Evansville, crucial play. We'll check that. But Todd Zwillick, thanks so much for joining us. The Todd Zwillick lightning round here on the Takeaway. We'll be talking to you later on in the program.
Okay. All
thanks,
right.
Todd.
Yep.
For all you need to know, go, go, Todd Zwillick.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.